the contentious plan over what to do with the Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage changed again last night when the Legislative Council approved spending up to $12.5 million to buy the Wells Fargo Bank building in Anchorage's Spinard neighborhood. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the decision opens up even more uncertainties about the future of the LIO.
The council started looking at new real estate options after Governor Bill Walker threatened to veto a $32 million appropriation for lawmakers to buy the current LIO building in downtown Anchorage. In March, a state judge found the council had violated competitive bidding laws and negotiating renovation work and ruled that the state's 10-year lease of the LIO is invalid. Council Chairman Gary Stevens, a Republican senator from Kodiak, says amid a veto threat from the governor, he was forced to look for cheaper alternatives.
That really places me in a very tenuous, very difficult position because it's my job as Legislative Council Chair to make sure there's a home for the legislature in Anchorage, for the Anchorage legislators to make sure they have office space.
Stevens thinks the Wells Fargo building is the best deal on the table right now. The bank would rent out the first floor retail space for its branch. The vacant upper floors, Stevens says, are nearly move-in ready. Though he couldn't provide specifics for how much tenant improvements will cost, Stevens believes they'll be minimal and not add much on top of the purchase price. So the council is beginning a 60-day exploratory phase to make sure the building is structurally sound and can accommodate lawmakers' needs.
We want to make sure that if we decide to purchase it, that it's a building worth what we're paying for.
After talking with the governor's office, Stevens says he was assured that Walker would not veto this option, which a spokesperson for the governor's office confirmed. While the purchase price is much lower than buying the current LIO building, it's not clear how much more money the state might have to pay if a lawsuit is filed against them by the owners of the downtown property. Amy Slinker, a spokesperson for the building's owners, declined to say whether they're considering suing to recover millions of dollars sunk into the renovation and wrote in a text message only that they are reviewing the council's decision. Stevens says he is not concerned.
Lawsuits go both ways. You know, I mean, they could sue us, we could sue them. But, you know, the contract that we have is void. That's what the judge has said. So, how are they going to sue us? Sue us for what?
Another uncertainty is how much of the $12.5 million approved by the council will go to a commission for the real estate broker facilitating the sale. Joe Everhart is the regional president for Wells Fargo in Alaska and says that on large commercial sales like this one, the company outsources the job of brokering a deal.
All I know is right now is that the legislature is interested. And the legislature is talking to our broker. And that's all I know at this point.
Everhart estimates the commission will be at 4-6% of the sale price, which could mean as much as $750,000 for the deal's broker, Mark Dunn. For his part, Dunn says the commission is a moving target and declined to provide a specific figure, saying only that it would be less than 4% of the full sale price. The Anchorage Downtown Partnership asked the council to keep the office downtown, saying that moving the location conflicts with Anchorage's long-term municipal planning. The 14 members of the Legislative Council have to approve the purchase before a contract can be signed. With help from Andrew Kitchenman in Juneau, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.